WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and ListenTheRef.com presents the Memorial Football Show, a weekly look inside the Tigers program featuring head coach John Herding and a member of the Memorial team. The show is brought to you by United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville the State Emporium, by Scott Stratman, attorney at law, Mankey's Automotive, and by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
It's week 9 of the Memorial Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. We'll hear from John Hurley breaking down a 35-12 win against Vincennes. And also, Coach will run the crystal ball, tell us what we need to know about the game against Castle on Friday at Bossy Field, final regular season game of the year, but not the final game of the year for the Tigers. They're undefeated. They're going to the postseason. They intend to go deep in the postseason. But to do that, the pairings released, they have to get through modern day. So we'll ask Coach John Hurley about that as well. Plus, we'll hear from Luke Elsperman, the senior wide receiver, coming off an 8-catch, more than 80-yard performance, 2 touchdowns against the Owlesses. All that and more here on the Memorial Football Show. Brought to you by Scott Stratman, attorney at law, Mankey's Automotive, Mike Carey with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, United Fidelity Bank, Award World Trophies, and Evansville Estate Emporium. We'll take a step aside. John Hurley joins the program on the other side here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers!
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the Memorial Football Show, I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. John Hurley, the head coach for the Tigers, is here on WREF. Getting ready, wrapping up the win against Vincennes, a 35-12 win to stay unbeaten, now 8-0. And the win against the Owlesses on the road, the second to last game on the road of the season. Coach, appreciate your time. How'd this one go down?
Well, I tell you, it went about the way you'd want it to go, really, other than, you know, it's one of two games that we actually have a road trip at our conference. So it's always good to have to do that a little bit before you get into the tournament. They got a pretty good facilities for the most part. Locker rooms are a little tight. But really proud of the way their kids prepared themselves and came out. You know, defensively, we had some things we needed to kind of clear up. It felt like Vincennes was able to run the ball a little bit early. And we created a few turnovers that helped our cause out. And, you know, I still feel like we could be a little bit more efficient in our running game. But for the most part, we played a fairly clean game.
The defense giving up the 12 points only in the fourth quarter. You guys scoring all 35 of your points in the first three quarters, but you got off to that really hot start in the first half, 21-0. After a road trip like that, how difficult is it to be the one striking first and striking early and often after that bus ride and after the first real true road trip potentially of the year?
Well, I've said it before. I think this senior group's got a lot of miles on it. This isn't the, you know, like their first rodeo and having to get off the bus and compete and, you know, mentally preparing to get to that point. you know, the big challenge was they do a senior night, but it's for all fall sports. It's like a 30-minute senior night. So that was a little bit of a challenge. We knew it was senior night. We just didn't know how long it was going to last. So getting guys ready and re-stretching and coach trying to stay out of the locker room and not getting agitated when guys are in there doing what guys do to pass the time. I'm much more along the lines of staying quiet and being focused, and that's hard to do for 30 minutes when you're sitting in there.
John Hurley, the head coach for Memorial Football here on WREF, after a 35-12 win against Vincennes to stay unbeaten 8-0 in 2024. Now, looking at this game, the offense going for the 35 points, all of them in the first three quarters, largely because Vincennes just could not stop the passing game. We'll hear from Luke Elsperman soon, but let's hear from the guy throwing him the ball, Matthew Fisher, 21 of 27, nearly 300 yards, 5 touchdowns. What made him effective?
Again, I think, you know, a lot of the throws were kind of coming back underneath and guys making somebody miss and turning, you know, a 10-yard gain into a 60-yard gain. And, you know, not forcing the ball down the field is a big deal. And I know, you know, years past we've had a tendency to try to take these shots and force the ball down the field, and those aren't real high percentage plays. So being able to take what the defense is going to offer us has really been good for us.
Can't go broke, taking a profit. Matthew Fisher going for nearly 300 yards, 21 of 27 in the air with a 5 touchdowns en route to a 35-12 win for Memorial. They're now 8-0 and the only undefeated team in the SIAC. One game left to play, and we'll talk about that later on in the program with John Early, the head coach of the Tigers. But on the other side, we'll hear from Luke Elsperman, who had a terrific day against Vincennes. 8 catches, nearly 100 yards, couple of touchdowns for Elsperman, all that and more. On the other side, you're on WREF, 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers! Tired of paying dealer prices for your car or truck repairs? Bring your car to Menke's Auto, a local business that offers a free 66-point inspection and free loaner cars. Menke's ASE certified technicians will go over the car from top to bottom. Call Menke's at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment, or check them out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, a local shop in Newburgh.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at
when the forecast calls for cheese ball size hail insurance.
And even shouldn't have parked under that tree insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
Back here on the Memorial Football Show, I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. Luke Elsperman joins us, the senior for Memorial, coming off a big game. 8 catches, 83 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a 35-12 win against Vincennes. Hey, Luke, really appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me on.
This has become a pattern. I wouldn't say that this was an especially good game for you, because you've become an extremely consistent receiver for Matthew Fisher and for this offense as a whole. What do you do week in, week out to churn out and produce these kind of games on a consistent basis?
Well, I think it's a lot of just the process. We have a really good just weekly schedule. We go through the same stuff each week. You know, us, the receivers and Matthew, we go through, you know, we do routes each week. You know, it's mainly just the process, keeping up and making sure everything's sharp going into Fridays. I think we do a really nice job of, you know, just, like I said, staying sharp and making sure everything's, you know, fine-tuned.
it's the best season of your career for the team. They're undefeated, but also you continue to churn out these great games. I wonder how your time as the quarterback last year in place of Matthew affects your receiver play this season.
You know, I think it definitely playing quarterback helped, helped me just kind of take in the whole offense, really understand, you know, the concept of all the routes and everything. And I just think that, you know, me going through that has really benefited. And, obviously I've played receiver throughout my whole career, so it really wasn't new to me, but mainly just getting the concepts down and really understanding what other defenses want to do against us has really helped my production.
Senior wideout Luke Elsperman here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app for the Memorial Football Show. And talking about the Vincennes game with 8 catches, 83 yards, 2 touchdowns for the senior wideout. But let's look ahead to Friday night against Castle. Before we talk about the X's and O's, what's going to be like playing at Bossy Field?
It's going to be definitely unique. I've never played on a baseball field playing a football game, so it's a cool experience. I know, you know, the school has done a lot of work to make it happen, so we're really looking forward to it.
I don't know how you feel about the green jerseys that Memorial is going to be wearing. I'm going to look at that. It's going to be pretty cool, kind of a throwback, but on the other hand, I'm going to be like, hold on, that's not Memorial, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be weird. We had a nice little jersey reveal, which was cool, but I don't know. It's definitely unique, but it's still a cool experience.
Luke Elsperman here on WREF. Now, Castle, of course, especially their front, really, really talented. Benny Patterson, he'll go and play high-level college football. But for the offense as a whole, what's it going to take to move the football? Is the aerial game as much of a focal point against a defense like Castle's as it was last week against Vincennes?
I mean, I think both running the football and, you know, throwing it around are both going to be important, but the main thing is, you know, we want to play our game. I think, you know, they got some great guys, but we're going to do what we do best. And so I think as long as we just focus on us, it's going to be, we can do what we want, and, not discrediting them at all. I know they're a great team, but we're just going to focus on us and try and put up as many points as possible.
What do you make of the draw, Modern Day in the first round of the sectional?
Definitely going to be a different story. I think they're going to be a lot more prepared this time. They've definitely gotten better, but, you know, we're gonna still be ready for them. And, it's an important game. We don't want our season to end week one, so we're certainly going to be ready too.
In looking ahead to a game like that, because you know who you're going to play already, the regular season finale, it matters because you guys are trying to end on a high note, complete a perfect regular season. But does it take any juice away from the final regular season game at all? Or since you're a senior, it's full throttle?
I think every game matters. Obviously, you look forward to the sectional, but we got a chance to win the conference. And, you know, yeah, just like I said, it's every game is important. You know, it's my last year, so, and it speaks for a lot of the guys. You know, we're going to take every game as serious as possible. And how could you not get up for, you know, this 100-year game, because it's going to be such a great environment, great game. So, I mean, you're looking, but we're still focused on Castle.
Luke Elsperman here on WREF, the Memorial Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Hey, Luke, really, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on what you've accomplished already, but I know that you and the rest of the team got a lot more football to play, so good luck with that going forward. And it continues with this Friday, Bossy Field against Castle. And we may have lost Luke. All right, we'll take a step aside. John Hurley joins the program on the other side here on WREF 97.7 FM. Always the right call.
Attorney Scott Stratman of Stone & Stratman LLP wishes Coach Hurley and the Memorial Tigers the best of luck in the 2024 season. Smart game plans and great execution are always keys to Tigers' success, and they're keys to success in legal matters, too. If you or a loved one have questions about estate planning, nursing home planning, business planning, or litigation, give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Scott is friendly, affordable, and has been helping clients in southwestern Indiana for 30 years. Give Scott a call at 812-425-5345. Go Tigers! Have you seen interest rates for newer used cars? Make sure your car is in great shape to avoid those new high car payments. Call Menke's Auto for a free car inspection. That's a 66-point inspection from our ASE-certified technicians. No job is too large or small. Call us at 812-853-5571 to schedule an appointment or check us out on the web at menkesauto.com or our Facebook page. That's Menke's Auto, our local shop in New Bern.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the Tri-State area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Wrapping up shop here on week 9 of the Memorial Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. The head coach, John Hurley, here on WREF, getting ready for the next game against Castle, and a big game at that, because, coach, you guys have an opportunity to stay unbeaten, maybe against the second-best team in the SIAC. Look, Castle has a loaded lineup, especially on defense, with guys going on to the next level, power for football. So what's it going to take to score on a vaunted Knights defense?
Well, we're going to have to figure out a way to control the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be a challenge. You don't get an opportunity to play too many teams that have power four guys playing for them. We'll have to be efficient, obviously, and account for those guys. And it's created a challenge, and this year they've gotten better as the year's gone on. They made a few changes on the offensive line, and they've become pretty imposing on the offensive line themselves. So they're a physical football team, and the challenge for us would be stopping the run without a doubt. And then once you stop the run, they're really good at taking explosive plays over the top because they get you to commit so heavily to stopping the run. On the flip side, we need to be able to run the football and take advantage of some explosive opportunities.
Yeah, Max McCool, maybe the best running back in the area, and certainly a tough guy to wrap up. But I wonder if you can indulge me for a second. You look at Castle's schedule, and sure, they lost to Modern Day, but the ball bounced a certain way, and Modern Day, I don't want to say got lucky, but they were fortunate in certain capacities. Granted, that was week 2 of the season. You go back only a couple of weeks from now, and Jasper nearly pulled off that upset, 14-13. Is there anything on tape that you saw Jasper do that you and your team can employ in this upcoming week?
Well, they limited their touches, and that's one thing. With Jasper being able to run the ball like they do, each week Jasper's gotten better as well. So the challenge is, like when you got two teams that run the ball that much, and your touches are going to be limited, so you got to be pretty efficient in those. And I think Doug is committed to that style of, really controlling the clock and running the ball and taking shots over the top once you commit to try to stop in the run. So in doing that, one thing that we've got to be able to do is we need to continue to be efficient offensively so we can try to put some of that pressure back on them.
Friday night and also the game at Bossy Field. Coach, what's that going to be like playing in that environment and that venue?
I think it's going to be tremendous. In 2011, we played there against Belleville West, who was a team that was out of town, and it was a tremendous crowd then. So I suspect it's going to be a really great crowd, a great atmosphere. I know Thursday night it's open to the public for people to go out, and there might be a fee at dinner and stuff like that, but I know that they're trying to show the field off ahead of time. You know, both schools are wearing throwback jerseys. You know, our jerseys will be green, kind of tied back to the heritage to Notre Dame Memorial, you know, by Holy Cross, and we're leading it into that this for our 100-year anniversary.
You know, Coach, I would be remiss. We're coming up on the regular season finale, but certainly not the finale on the season. The pairings released last weekend, and you guys draw modern day. When you saw, of course, a blind draw, but when you saw your draw, what came to mind, and how does this all materialize after your regular season win against the Wildcats?
Well, I mean, what came to mind was now we know. You know, you're always curious to who you're going to get to draw and what the pattern's going to be, but it doesn't really matter because it is what it is. And you're going to have to play all these guys anyway. So, you know, the challenge will be we played them earlier in the year, and I think they're greatly improved. We had a lot of things go our way early on when we played them. And, you know, it's a tribute to the kids, but, again, you're going to have to get up to play them again, and they're going to be prepared, no question about it.
John Hurley, the head football coach for Memorial, getting ready for the game against Castle. And after that, the blind draw yields modern day and a very, very exciting sectional pairing between those two teams, two top 10 teams in the SIAC. Coach, really appreciate your time. Good luck on Friday against Castle, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you.
All right, you've been listening to the Memorial Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, The Ref, The Right Call.